you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning, friends. Hello. Together on this Thursday, you're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacy Ann. Delighted to be here with you. And if you're continuing listening from Jeff Kropp's show, Political Coffee, you heard him talk about that he's going to be filling in starting on Monday for the next month. He'll be going to 3 hours. So we'll still remain 3 hours of live broadcasting in the area in the morning. But he's going to be filling in for me because the next month we're going on a sabbatical. Terry and I are going on a sabbatical. This is something we've had planned for 2 years. In fact, when I said yes to coming on the radio here, I said, I travel quite a bit and we have some things planned and they said they'd work with us. And I just love, I have to tell you, not only do I love you, our listeners, and how amazing you all are and the businesses that we get to work with and the people that have come on the show and have been a part of this success of this program, but I just love the people that I work with and the Wyatt family here at KSLM News Talk Radio and their vision for this community, for Salem, for the Mid-Willamette Valley, for our state and our nation to continue to be a light and to continue to hit that drum of conservative news talk and provide this resource for you and I here in this community. And you know, it's so valuable in that, you know, the mainstream media, they're now, even on YouTube, on social media, they're going to stop talking about in any video related to the fraud that's gone on with the election and election integrity. And friends, when they start cutting out the truth and the information that we need to make decisions, we need to be very concerned. And that just makes the radio station here even more valuable. And I tell you what, those of you, I can think of Dale and Avis and Wes, all of you that send me, and it's too many names to even mention, send me names, I think of Karen and others. Send me information and links that keep us alert on what's going on in your world. I thank you for that. And we couldn't do it without you. It really is a team effort. And we are making a difference in our community. So I want to say thank you to each and every one of you. And in my effort to keep you updated, and my effort in my show really is to kind of not go over what Jeff has talked about because he hits it pretty hard. My effort is to really connect us to the community and what's going on in our day-to-day lives and bring the human element of how this news that we're hearing or not hearing is affecting our day-to-day lives, because I think we can battle fear with facts and we can bring out the truth with how life is happening for each and every one of us, because still, even in this very liberal area, progressive area we live in, personal truth is still a value. And how things affect us still are of value, and we can relate and we can be encouraged by hearing someone else's story. I want to touch on just some newsy items as we get going, and then we're going to go into some interviews again like I normally do. But I don't know if you heard this, 18 states now have joined Texas in the general election Supreme Court lawsuit against 4 swing states. This is big news, friends. And if you remember earlier in the week, we had Lisa on the show and we were talking about Constitution and our constitutional rights and the balance of power and how many of these governors just in general have we think, exceeded their constitutional authority in making some of these decisions related to COVID. And we're going to talk a little more about COVID and prevention and cancer here a little bit later in the hour. But this lawsuit is also affecting changes in the law in these states. These 4 states have had changes in their law without going through the legislature. So it ties to, again, what we talked about earlier in the week about the legislature needs to be making these laws and changes, not just rules, not rules by a secretary of state, not rules by courts of law action, but through the legislature. And so that's really what the heart of this issue is. And the fact that there are now 18 other states that have joined this lawsuit, it makes it a pretty strong case going up to the Supreme Court. And so I mention it, and I'll put this article on our Facebook page so you can share it in your social media if they'll let you, so you can stay informed. it's very, very powerful and included in the states. I'm so pleased to see that South Dakota's in there. But we've got Missouri, Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Indiana, Kansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Utah, West Virginia are all helping Texas. That's a pretty strong lawsuit, and the Supreme Court has said that they would listen to this. So that's where we need to be focusing our thoughts and prayers as we move forward, and I'm encouraged about that. Now, someone had put this on their Facebook, and I thought it was so right where we're at, and I wanted to share it with you because I think it's thought-provoking, and I think it leads us into our next discussion that we're going to have. 3 years from now, some of you will look back and admit that you spent an entire year of your life wearing a mask, cooped up in your house, avoiding all people you love, a year in your life that you'll never get back. And let me say this, I'm not saying this virus isn't real or that there aren't people that could be or have been really affected. If you're at risk, take precautions. Stay at home when sick. Absolutely. Every single day is a risk. Car accident, flu, etc. Our days were numbered from the moment we took our first breath. Life isn't a race where we win against the inevitable. That has not changed since the beginning of time, but we should not be forced to live in fear. We went from being a free nation, being told we couldn't go to school, couldn't go to church, couldn't go to grandma's house, couldn't pay respects to loved ones at a funeral, couldn't leave our homes. And when we were allowed to do these things, we were told how long we could be there, how far apart we had to be, which direction we could walk, what to wear, what we can't buy or not buy, where we could shop and not shop, whether we could sing, worship, take communion, what time we had to be home. Yes, our health matters. But you know what else matters? Families, friends, church, school, football games, family vacations, neighborhood barbecues, life, fitness, hugs. One day you'll hug your grandma, mom, dad, brother for the last time. One day your best friend will cry on your shoulder for the last time. One day your child will play their last football game. One day they'll have their last day of school. One day you'll spend your last laughing time with a loved one. One day you'll dance your last dance. Don't waste the days you have by living in fear. Your time here on earth matters. Live your life fully while you have a chance. God is going to call us home when it's our time, virus or no virus. Faith over fear. And when I saw this, I'm like, this is kind of what we've been talking about all along since I started in March, that we need to walk in faith, not in fear. We need to be bold and brave, and we need to stand up with those that are willing to stand up against the grain. It's like that. I think of the salmon, and we're familiar with that because we're in the Pacific Northwest. But those strong salmon that swim upstream against the current and the tide, let us be strong. Let us continue to stand. Let us stand with those brave businesses like the fitness centers and now some of the restaurants that are saying, we are not going to just go along to get along anymore. We can't. We have lives to live, and we have businesses to protect, and we need to stay viable. And we don't trust the government to take care of us because they haven't been doing a very good job, especially when you think about unemployment. So when we talk about all of these things each and every day, of course, I've said this, we're not just going to curse at the darkness and point out all the things that are going wrong in the world and continue in that spirit of fear. No, we're going to say, this is what we can do. We are going to be a part of the solution. And that's why I love this organization. That's why I decided that we're going to talk with right now. This is why I decided to join the board, because it is an opportunity for you and I to stand strong together against something that is an incredible threat in our society, something that is I'm really concerned about. As you know, yesterday, if you were listening, we had my new friend Kathleen on the air, and she told her story that last year this time she was diagnosed with cancer and got treatment right away and pretty much wrapped it all up by the time COVID hit. Had that happened during COVID, you know, I don't know that she would have such the progress and the fight that she's had since. And so it's important that we stay aware and stay in tune of what's going on in the world of prevention and in the world of fighting cancer. So I have Baron in the studio with me, and we are going to talk about kicking cancer this morning. We've got some incredible updates and testimony. Good morning to you, Baron.
Good morning. Good to be here, Stacey.
Yes. So when we talk about standing in faith and not in fear, what I love about Kicking Cancer and the things that you bring to the table is that you bring the facts and you bring resources, and that our organization and group really comes alongside of those in the battle, but also focusing on what we can do to prevent cancer from even happening, right?
Right, right. You were talking earlier about, you know, what's going on in society, and it reminds me of a story of how you boil a frog.
Mm.
And I don't know if your listeners have heard this analogy, but frogs as amphibious creatures can adapt to the temperature of whatever water they're in. And the way you boil a frog is you put a frog in water that it's comfortable with, and you slowly turn up the heat, and you boil them alive.
Mm.
And I feel like if we don't stop accepting what the government keeps telling us, we're going to be that frog.
Mm.
We can't let the temperature keep going up. We've shut the state down for roughly 1,300 COVID deaths, and yet there's going to be over 8,000. The whole city of Staten will die this year, not Staten personally, but those numbers will die from cancer. And yet we didn't stop the sugar industry.
No.
You know?
Or the tobacco industry.
Yeah, and those two are pretty big contributors to cancer along with other things. But we shut the whole state down for 1,300 people. And I'm not saying those lives don't matter. I'm just saying the reaction is just crazy.
Well, it seems so insincere. If we really cared about people's health and the risk of death, we would do the things that we know have been proven to be prevention and really intervene in those things. And it's not we would make cigarettes, we would outlaw cigarettes, because we know that the likelihood of developing some kind of disease from smoking cigarettes, and particularly cancer, it's going
to
happen.
And the one that has made no sense to me for the last several weeks is why they shut the gyms down. Because prior to COVID, when I would go to the gym, out of courtesy to the next person, I would wipe my station down. I'd make sure it was clean and sanitized, so you didn't have to sit in my sweat.
Right.
Gyms are very clean.
Yes.
And why in the world can't you go exercise your lungs at a gym? That makes no sense to me.
Well, in the mental health aspect of that as well, when you think about the mental health element, it's strenuous when you're locked in your home, timed out in a sense, and you didn't do anything wrong.
You know,
and I say the it's really bad when the fear of the disease and their so-called cure is worse than the actual disease itself, because the numbers keep showing that in a certain age group, certainly under 60, if you were to get COVID and you had no other medical issues, it's like 99% survivable. And we understand that our older folks, mature folks, plus those that have some sort of risk that, you know, and it could be as obesity to diabetes to heart disease to cancer, they're more susceptible to COVID. And it's challenging. It's challenging times because we don't want grandma to pass away. We want to be compassionate. We want to be mindful. And certainly many of us now are wearing the mask in the businesses because we don't want the businesses to get in trouble. But it's a conflict. So just walking around with that conflict in our hearts of we don't want to wear the mask because we're going to stand for freedom, but yet we don't want our friend to get in trouble. It's a conflict. And so that adds to the mental health. And then you can't go work it out at the gym. It's troubling.
It's bad.
We're going to continue the conversation after this break. Thank you, Baron, for being here. I'm excited to introduce our next guest. We're going to have fun. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Thursday and every day. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. Not quite as foggy as it was yesterday coming on in. It's 38 degrees here at the KSLM studio. Today it's going to be about 43 degrees, and I'm looking at the pictures on my screen with the weather, and it looks like rain in the forecast all the way through the next week, so we can plan accordingly. And I will have to say, I've been really impressed with the weather this year. And I know everybody's like, oh, you're going to move to Oregon. It rains all the time. And honestly, I don't really see it. I mean, we've had some rain. But nothing like it's like depressing. It never, the sun never peeks out. It's been a really good year, I think, that we've been here. And we've had some exciting times in regards to weather and the plandemic and all that stuff since we've been here. But it's been overall just incredible. And having an opportunity to be here with you every single morning, I have to laugh and I have to poke at Dale a little bit. Dale, I know you're listening this morning. Hopefully you are. And I got your email yesterday, and I think you, my John Maxwell video. Yeah, it was a little long yesterday. I agree. I went back and listened to it. And it was a little long. So I'll keep that in mind. And I do appreciate your input, friends, when you're giving me some insight on the radio show and giving me suggestions. Thank you for that. And even with me traveling over the next month on the sabbatical and being out of the area, I certainly will encourage you, if you want to connect with me on email. It may take me a little while to get there, but I will be watching my email and still be on Facebook and those things. So if you want to stay connected, we can stay connected. I just won't be on the radio every single morning. In the studio with me is Baron with Kicking Cancer. And Baron, talk to us a little bit about, you know, we talked last segment about, you know, the COVID and how it's affecting our mental health. And my concern, those that might have some, be at risk of needing a diagnose or having a medical condition looked at, but because of the essential, non-essential, and some of the things that are happening in clinics and hard to get in, you know, I can't even get my cat looked at. I have a kitten that we adopted, and it needs to have shots, and it needs to be neutered and all those things. I can't even get them in because of all the COVID and their protocol. And by the time I call, they're already filled up for the day, that kind of thing. So talk to me a little bit about what you're finding out or what you think about this time that we're walking through.
There's a story I want to share a little later in the show, specifically what you're talking about. But I wanted to bring up, for those listeners that have heard me on the show before, I reference a book quite often by Dr. Lorenzo Cohen, who does have his PhD. He is the director of integrative medicine at the MD Anderson in Houston, Texas. So the guy's got a little bit of credentials behind mm-hmm. him. And he wrote a book called Anti-Cancer Living, which a lot of this is the foundation for our organization. But he references a study that was done by a professor at Brigham Young University, and they analyzed 3 million adults under the age of 65. So a pretty big group of people. And what they found was that chronic loneliness or social isolation contribute to illness and premature death at a rate comparable to or higher than obesity or smoking 15 cigarettes a day.
Incredible.
Yeah. And specifically for cancer, which is kind of, you know, our message, they gathered correlation with the data that cancer patients with a strong social support survived longer than those without it. So, you know, there's several messages that Kicking Cancer has, but I think one of our really big messages is we're there to support mm-hmm. locally. And here you are in the midst of COVID being told to isolate because right. you're at risk. No, the data says the opposite. The data says you need chronic loneliness is killing people at a higher rate than obesity. So, you know, I met this gentleman that came with me today, and we clicked almost immediately. You know, he jokingly says that two idiots found each other, but I think he is truly the epitome of a guy that supports people. And I just have come to call John a true friend.
Well, I've known John maybe 1 week, if even that. And the two other times he just is that kind of personality that you want to get to know. You have a warm presence about you, and you're very outgoing. And so let's introduce to our listeners, Mr. John Abbott. Hello.
Thank you
for being here. And talk to me a little bit about your interest in getting involved in this issue. And we've got about a minute and a half, so we'll do an intro and then we'll get really into it after this break. But talk to us a little bit about that.
All right. Well, thank you. Well, thank you for the kind words. I appreciate you guys. I do try hard to be out there to be a, you know, a good message for everybody and everything. So I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I have a little bit of history with the cancer. So obviously that's how it got me involved with it. I lost my mom to lung cancer in 2010. She had a 6-month battle with that. She was given 6 months to a year. She made it 6 months. Mm. That was a bummer. Then my dad passed away 3 months after that, non-cancer related, but heart attack. Mm. And then we had a family of 5. I'm the youngest brother. And then my middle brother, Mike, he passed away on Thanksgiving 5 years ago, and he had a neck cancer that he developed that he was supposed to survive, but he lasted about 2 years and he didn't make it. And so it's become a big part of my life. And I started by volunteering at the Salem Hospital in the oncology department. So I do that every Monday just to give back. I mean, that's my parents and my brother went through that hospital 1,000 times. Mm-hmm. And so seeing the support that they have there, the compassion that Salem Hospital has for their patients made me want to volunteer there. So that started my volunteerism. So then I actually was doing a dunk tank event at the Salem Kaiser Volcanoes in September. Was it September?
August.
August. Mm-hmm. And ran into Baron here with Kickin' Cancer. And I was supporting, at that point, American Cancer Society. Mm-hmm. And so might as well do something local. I met this idiot. So we walk around just being dumb together and trying to raise awareness. And it's been a blast for the last 4 months. So.
If you all went to the market this last weekend at this Volcano Stadium, you might have noticed a Santa and an Elfie walking around. Yes, this was John and Baron in disguise. I'm revealing it right here on the morning show.
You can disappoint a lot of kids this morning.
And it was so fun to go out there and watch you two in your element. And I love how life works, how we have brought people to be a part of our team to win. Yeah. And that really is what's happened here. We're all better. Really, we are better together.
Absolutely.
And we can, our weaknesses and strengths, you know, complement one another, and we can really make a change in our community for the good. And I know I have a lofty vision, and I know you do too, Baron, and John, you add to this, that we would love for our future generations to say, what was this cancer? You know, right. Let's make cancer a word that we have to look it up, right? Because we don't know what it is. Yeah. That's our dream and our goal and our vision. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're going to continue the conversation after this. We'll be back. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Encouraging, educate, engage, empowering you with news that you can use on this Thursday and every day. I want to remind you, we have a Facebook page right now. It's still up. I don't know how many people are getting access to it because, you know, we keep sharing truth on it and links to truth. And they keep saying, well, your influence is limited. And so you have to go there and find some of the stories, but go to KSLM Radio. And then on our website, kslm.news, we put the podcasts of all our shows. Jeff Kropp's Political Coffee's up there. My show's up there. And you can go and hear. If you miss a broadcast, you can go up there and listen in. You can grab the link, share it on your social media and with your friends and family to get up to date. And boy, the show this morning was really good with Jeff Kropp on Political Coffee. And so you want to re-listen to that because there's some information I think that you and I could use in regards to what's going on nationwide with the election integrity and also locally and what you and I can do, my friend, to help all of these states now that are joining this lawsuit on the Supreme Court level in regards to our election and the fraud that's taken place. And so we want to get you all of that information. So be in tune to our KSLM Radio Facebook page and our website. We're continuing the conversation this morning, and before we do that, I want to give a shout out to Bill Sunderland, Country Financial Sunderland Agency. Thank you, Bill, for being a morning show sponsor. He is there with Country Financial, and he can help you with your insurance needs. He can help you with financial planning. Give him a call, 503-885-0789. And of course, Bill is a big supporter. Bill and I joined Top Golf and did some fundraising with Kickin' Cancer here last month. Bill and his family have been affected. His daughter had cancer and she's a survivor. And so it's a particular issue that's important to him. And Bill will be coming on the show tomorrow to talk about finances and at the end of the year stuff. stuff and what to be looking forward as we move into the new year, all of that good stuff. So if you have any questions, you can plan to bring them with you tomorrow morning to the morning show. In the studio now, we have Baron Robinson and John Abbott, and we're continuing the conversation. And we met John last segment, and John, you know, you talked to your story, told us your story a little bit of why you're motivated in kicking cancer, right? And you talked about the loss of both your mom to cancer and your brother, and then a lot of grief there in a short amount of time. Also, your dad suddenly passing away of heart. And I look back at my own family and how cancer is affected, and how what we could do prevention-wise, what can we do in our own lives now, having lost loved ones? I've lost my grandparents, and my mom has had cancer, and she's a survivor. And certainly my dad is dealing with some heart stuff. So there's things that we can do in our lives every day, not only getting involved in a great organization, but what can we do in our own lives? What are you doing in your life, other than being involved in kicking cancer personally, to guard your own health in moving forward against cancer?
Yeah, well, honest with you, I'm not doing the best at it yet. And realistically, I just found kicking cancer, you know, just a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the message of the prevention of it, mm-hmm. by eating better and paying attention to what you're putting in your body as far as sugars and processed foods, and the information I'm getting now to realize how much that alone, you know, contributes to cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I eat the worst. I am the worst eater on the planet. I don't like any vegetables. I eat processed fast food most of my meals. So I'm on the verge of making the step myself. So,
and it's a part of it. And I probably kind of set you up a little bit, because since I've known Baron and kicking cancer, we've connected and I've gone to some of the seminars. I've learned some things. And we're doing the healthy meals at night. We get these box meals come in, and you know, it's vegetables and healthy protein and all of those things. And I wouldn't have known about that hadn't it been for Baron and your seminar that you had. So I really want to hit Baron on the value of the prevention side and some of these seminars. Let's talk a little bit about that.
The idea for the seminars actually came, Ren and I did a Warrior Dash, which you and I have talked about before, and we did that in 2018. And that was just kind of a way to show support for her and her battle. And she flew home, and really, that was where it was going to end. May of 2018, it was going to end. She flew home, and I said, you know, some of the things that you're doing to stay alive, we should share.
Mm-hmm.
So she flew back in July, and she and I formed Help Team Brenda, which was the original name of this organization. And we said, let's do a seminar. Let's share this information, and let's find some locals, people to pay for some of the cost, and do them free. Let's get this information out there. And our first seminar was called 1 + 1 = 10.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about the fact that if you're doing these things together, how much more powerful it is to your body.
Yes.
And it just began to take off. You know, people are like, this is really good information. And it's been interesting to me to watch lives change.
Mm-hmm.
In our newest newsletter, which I'll be picking up today, there's a story about a lady named Rhonda Allen who lives out in Independence. And I met her the first time, October 2018. She had already battled through colon cancer. She had had the chemotherapy. She was, one of the side effects for chemotherapy is she had neuropathy in her feet. So she had a walker, but she did one of our 3-mile walks.
Mm-hmm.
We call them love and runs. And then she began to listen to some of the things we're talking about. And there's a beautiful picture of her and her stabilizing dog in our newsletter. And she just makes this great statement. She says, let me see, I'll find it here really quick. They have taught me about the importance of eating healthy, exercise, and support for a better life to prevent cancer, and in my case, to prevent it from returning.
Oh, that's awesome.
And that was kind of my goal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What we can do to help people not get cancer to the best of your ability, and if you have it, how to live through it better. And that's what Brenda's doing.
Well, and I want to throw this out to our listeners today, because I know many of you, there's got to be a way that we can team together to get the prevention message out there. And I know many of you know someone right now who's contending with cancer. And in the beginning of the year, we're going to launch, and I hope that we can get Robin on the show, but we're going to launch this mentorship program called Pathways that comes alongside families who have had a diagnosis, and perhaps one child has it and the other two or three don't. But but they're, because all the focus is on the health care and getting that child that has cancer well, or someone in the family, could be the wife or the dad or whatever, but come alongside those other students or the other kids in the family with mentors to say, you know, and making sure that, again, support, mental health, all of those things. That's kind of the design of Pathways. That's a Stacy wrap up. I don't know if
that's
I've
a great wrap up.
Missing any details, but I'm excited about that program, and I'm excited about seminars that are coming up. What's scheduled now? I know it's Christmas time and, you know, holiday time, and we're transitioning to New Year, and a lot of times things kind of get put on hold. Plus, we can't really meet in person right now unless it's church, and even then it's minimal, right? And so indoors. Talk to us a little bit about what's coming up.
On the 22nd of December is our next Facebook Live seminar.
Mm-hmm.
And through the heart of COVID, I said, I can't stop these messages, so we just have to find a different way to do them.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done one effective workshop in COVID, and you were there. I think it turned out really, really well, given the dynamics we had to work with. But we started using Facebook as a very effective method. Our biggest reach was 3,000 people watched one of our Facebook Live seminars.
Yeah.
And so the one we're doing, and we do three times. We either do an exercise, we do healthy eating options, or we do inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
And the one on the 22nd is going to be inspirational, and it's titled We Three Kings.
Oh, I love it.
And we figure, you know, it's Christmas time, and this is the month of hope. And the gal that's going to do it actually lives in Medford.
Wow.
And the great thing about utilizing Facebook as a,
they
can live anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, our one after that is going to be on the 6th of January, and she lives in Mission Viejo, California.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So we can have speakers anywhere by utilizing Facebook. The exciting thing about the We Three Kings is this lady, her business is essential oils,
mm-hmm.
and we're not promoting her business. This is an infomercial, but she is going to talk about the reason that the three kings brought what they brought.
Oh, I love it. Yes.
Why frankincense is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Why? And you're like, what is myrrh? What the heck is myrrh? Like, mm-hmm. you know, and so that, and there's a theory out there that these camels couldn't have carried gold. It's too heavy.
Mm.
That gold was actually turmeric.
Oh, huh.
So, I don't think there's any proof right now, but there's a lot of theories out there. You know, camels, they traveled a long distance to get there. How do you put that much gold on a camel to carry it? And so the theory is that it was actually turmeric and the powers of turmeric. So it's a message of hope and inspiration. And that's what we do with our seminars in the midst of COVID. We have not stopped.
Interesting. And that's really an important message to continue to get out. And John, you've just joined the board, and you've been in the area. Is this home for you, Oregon? Have you been here all your life?
I was born in L.A. when I was 75, obviously, but moved up to Salem when I was six. Mm-hmm. So we've been here pretty much the whole time. So I'd consider myself an Oregonian for sure.
And when you you give into this community and you're working in the community and you see how people are affected by cancer, coworkers, and then when it hits your own household and your home, it really personalizes it, right? And
it does.
And to be up at the hospital and watching lives and impacting, and so it's already a part of who you are to bring encouragement and hope. When you join this board, what do you hope to see in the next few years by being a part of this?
I just love the messages being spread that there's something we could learn from it, and possible prevention, possible everything. And I just want to be a part of the message. You know, I'm excited about it.
What do you do for work in the community?
I'm in real estate.
Awesome. And how long have you been doing that?
4 years.
Excellent. Excellent.
Before that, I was an electrician for almost 15 years in the union electrician. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and he was just telling me that he would go over to Prineville, and that very large Facebook plant was one of his accounts years ago when he was with an electrician.
Oh, yeah. That was
interesting.
Insane out there, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. There has been such growth in this area, and the market right now, I'm hearing, is quite interesting in real estate. So a good time to be a realtor in the area. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, having a great conversation with John Abbott and Baron Robinson. Continuing on after this break, stay tuned. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann, excited to be here with you this morning, having a great conversation about kicking cancer in the donkey. And that kicking cancer, I want to say, if you have not had a chance to go over to the website, it's www.kicking-cancer.org. Is that right?
That's right.
I'm getting this down.
You are done. You're like part of the board and everything.
And how many shirts? What's our shirt update? Here's the cool thing. You can be a part of the Kicking Cancer team. And I know we have listeners in Texas, Arkansas, South Dakota, Idaho, Wyoming, I believe, wherever you're at today. You can join the Kicking Cancer team. You can just order a t-shirt and wear it around. What a great message of hope in our vision, my vision. I guess we don't really talk about this, but I would love, very much like our Life Runner, part of a Life Runner organization, pro-life organization, where we have over 4,000 teammates in several different countries wearing the t-shirts. How many t-shirts do we have around the world now, Barry?
806.
Woo!
And we do have foreign countries. We have one t-shirt in Ethiopia, one t-shirt in Japan, one in Italy, one in Germany, one in France, and one in Scotland.
Yay.
So we do have t-shirts in foreign countries. We now have 29 states that have a shirt. We picked up Montana, Texas, Arkansas, South Dakota. And the great thing is it's the shirts are 15, it's five to ship. So for $20, you're part of the team.
You're part of the team. And
and you don't have to do pink.
No, there's all different colors you can choose from and different styles. And we're working on that gear because we can be billboards everywhere we go, reminding people the need to rally around those that are contending with cancer. And I know, John, and maybe I don't know how your mom was, your brother was in dealing with cancer, but a lot of families, I found this true in a lot of the families that I've dealt with in the years. When there's a medical incident that happens in their family, they are real hush-hush and keep it pretty quiet. And maybe that's the case with COVID even, but they don't really want to be in the center of attention. They don't really want to be, they don't want the drama in a sense, but yet it's kind of like COVID, where they're sending everybody home. But what we need is to rally around them and have the support, and we need to ramp up the prayers and things like that. Did you have that wrestle with your mom or your brother when they were going through this? They just really didn't want people. It was like a family secret that they're dealing with this medical issue. Did you see some of that?
Actually, my mom was a spidge on that. She I think she knew she had cancer before she went in to get it diagnosed, because she said she didn't feel good and she thinks something's going on, and we'd be like, hey, you need to get in there. And you know, I think that was going on for sure. But once she did get diagnosed, as well as my brother, us as a family, we rallied. They never stayed a night in the hotel in the hospital by themselves.
Good.
There was never that. It was really cool to see how my family just kind of circled the wagons and made sure everybody was, you know,
supported
as they could be. Absolutely.
And that's really important. And that's the element of Kicking Cancer that we bring to the table. We can bring that support. We can bring that encouragement. We can bring the resources, the information, the education, all of those things.
Right.
Now, when we talk about bringing support, kind of what's next, Barron, as far as who are we focusing on? How are we encouraging? Is there something coming up?
So every quarter, the organization rallies around somebody locally. Mm-hmm. We call it our Go Team concept. We are actually on our 12th Go Team.
Wow.
And it's Go Team Jennifer. Jennifer Beaumont lives in Albany.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about your COVID story. I just want to read part of her story. It's actually going to be in our next news that came out. But towards the end, so it was April of 2017, her primary caretaker retired, and so she had this kind of lag in the system.
Mm-hmm.
Her job had kind of stressed her out, and some things had going on. So she didn't deal with what looked like pneumonia symptoms. January 2020, she was treated twice for pneumonia, but wasn't having any improvement. 2020 came, and they grinded to a halt in 2000 because of COVID. So at the start of this year, it appeared she had pneumonia, but what they were doing wasn't fixing it.
Mm-hmm.
COVID hits, and because of what she appeared to have, it got put on the back burner.
Mm.
May rolls around. We begin to relax on other situations, and they finally pulled her test out, and they go, you better come back in for a biopsy.
How many months later? 3 months later?
So January was the initial.
Wow.
So 5 months later.
5 months later. Ooh.
Yeah, 5 months later. So in June of this year, she goes in for the biopsy and they go, you have stage 4 lung cancer.
Incredible.
Now, I'm not saying the cancer wasn't there, and I'm not saying that it would have changed the outcome, but for 4 months, they didn't do a thing because it wasn't COVID.
Mm-hmm.
When they finally did realize it, it wasn't just one tumor. She had 3 tumors. They were all different pathological signatures. So in July of this year, they cut the tumors out. They cut some of the lymph nodes out to try to stop the spread. September, so just a couple months ago, she starts chemotherapy.
Mm.
She goes through chemo in September and October and last month. So she's had 3 bouts of chemo, which wipes you out pretty heavily.
Mm-hmm.
She was supposed to have radiation this month. That was the original plan.
Mm-hmm.
And she sent me a text just a couple days ago. She says, "Happy joys of tears. I have kicked cancer's donkey so hard that I do not need radiation."
Oh, that's a great report.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And so what are we doing Tuesday?
So the original plan, because she works for the Knights baseball team, was to bring 250 people together and wear white, because white's the color for lung cancer.
Right.
But the restrictions kept changing. Mm-hmm. So Tuesday this next week, we're going to do a drive-by her house. And there's an event on Facebook that you'll know about. But just show up at West Albany High School's parking lot. The first 50 get a white beanie with the Kicking Cancer logo on it.
Yay.
And we're going to drive by her house as a massive show of support for her.
Is there an event created on Facebook that people can find out more information?
So they can go to the Corvallis Knights Facebook page or the Kicking Cancer Facebook page, either one. The event's on there to find out more details about it. But the bottom line is we're going to meet at noon at West Albany High School's parking lot. And like I say, the first 50 get a Kicking Cancer beanie that's white for lung cancer. And then we're going to drive by Jennifer's house.
And do a parade.
We're going to do a parade.
And show support and encouragement.
Yeah, because I don't really care what the governor said. We found a way to support this lady.
And I love it because I've watched these things like with students and different things where they do the parades by someone's home to bring encouragement. And I think this is a grand idea.
Yeah.
Why not for a couple hours, if you're in Salem, get in your vehicle and go down there and be a part of something really positive to really encourage someone who's going through an isolated, needs the encouragement and this battle. And she's got some good news. That's awesome.
So John and I will be there. We'll both have our white beanies on.
Okay, you're not going to wear the elfie and the
we might
Santa
leave the elf at home.
You might have to bring the outfit along. I don't know. That's
so,
awesome.
You know, and one of the great things to kind of, you know, our show is getting close to the end here, but again, in our newsletter that's coming out, we always have a quarterly thought.
Mm-hmm.
And our quarterly thought this time is, do not take away somebody's hope.
Mm.
And there's a line in here that's so beautiful that my sister wrote this time's quarterly thought. Too often when someone is diagnosed with cancer, they are given a certain amount of time to live.
Hmm.
I am so adamantly against this practice of the medical profession. When you're given the diagnosis, don't tell them they have 6 weeks. Don't take away their hope.
Mm. Keep hope alive.
Yes.
Let hope arise.
Yes.
Amen. Well, what a great time this morning. Thank you guys for coming in. We're going to have you back again soon, okay, John?
Thank you.
Maybe we can talk a little real estate.
All right.
How's that sound? Sound good?
I'm down.
All right. Well, thank you, Baron. You have a wonderful Christmas and New Year. We'll see you next year.
Have a good sabbatical.
All right. We'll do it. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Next hour, we're going to have a ray of sunshine in the studio. Looking forward to meeting with Megan and talking with you, getting you update on what's going on, not only locally, but nationally. Thank you for tuning in, friends. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Remember, over, under, around, or through, no matter what we're facing today, you and I, we're overcomers. Have a great day.